Today, I'm going to tell you how to hack first mover advantage or a competitive advantage in old and saturated territory. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Get a Hand Up podcast, where I'll be giving you a hand up in marketing, business, strategy, and all that good stuff. First, I would like to thank the extremely talented Warren West for some custom sounds that you heard on the lead into the podcast. You'll also be hearing a little bit more of that track on the lead out. Do keep your ears peeled for Warren West. He is extremely talented, and I can't wait to hear his new material coming out soon. You can find him on Facebook at Warren West Music. Very easy to find. Keep your ears peeled. He's also on iTunes, Spotify, all of them. So, fabulous musician. My first example of what the quote-unquote problem is, I'm going to use Warren actually as the... Oh, wait. I almost forgot. How could I have forgotten? The comic relief of the podcast, the statistician, the fabulous.
A stolen lighter from the cigar lounge.
Stolen lighter is your
name. And we're looking at
week?
You, Michael. You know who you are that steals the lighters all the time, brother.
Officer.
We love
all
you, though.
Things.
We love you.
The lighter thief. So what's your official name?
The Stolen Lighter.
Stolen Lighter.
Lighter number 48.
Lighter number 48. Okay, so what happens when something becomes saturated or quote-unquote old hat, or for some reason the road that you would normally take becomes changed? And I'm going to use Warren West Music as an example. Typically, Warren would, I mean, this is years ago, and many of you tuning into this podcast may not even know what I'm talking about. But back in the day, Warren would have worked his backside off to get a demo tape to a record label, who would hopefully love his music, press it into CDs and things like that, and it would be sold at retail stores like Tower Records and Virgin Music, which no longer exist. Everyone knows that today we download our music, hopefully legitimately, and we pay, what is it, like 99 cents a song? Or
don't, but look at me, I download everything legitimately through iTunes.
Well, that's what I'm saying, legitimately.
Okay.
Lighter.
Stolen lighter.
Stolen lighter.
The
all
irony.
Right,
I'm a stolen lighter that buys legit music.
The point is that entire methodology of doing business in the music world completely died. And for a while, everyone scrambled. I remember when I got out of business school and I was hoping to sort of merge the worlds of business and music for myself, and everyone said, just no, run from the industry. It's dead. Well, it wasn't dead. It just changed, and people needed to find a new way to make it profitable and make it work. So for Warren, now one of the best ways for him to get his music out there would actually be to team up with video game developers and TV producers, especially independent, because there'd be a very low barrier to entry. Now, that sounds crazy. Why would I say that? Take, for example, a video game called City Skylines, which began as sort of the next evolution of The Sims, and has caught on like wildfire. Excuse me, I can't enunciate today. And the music in the video game has been loved so much that you can now actually purchase and download the playlists from the video game another video game called Life is Strange, a band called Daughter. They released a song called Numbers. And because of the popularity of the video game, Daughter went from playing to in open mic nights to packed houses almost overnight.
Kind of to touch on this real quickly, because I do a nonprofit, video game music, especially independent, you know, singers, songwriters, bands, and so forth, they've come a big way. And when it comes to digital purchasing, that is their bread and butter. And for them, like we talked about infiltration marketing in the last podcast and so forth, their style of music is what catches wildfire onto the internet, which we're going to cover in a moment with the marketing and so forth. But it's really big. It's a lot larger than you would expect.
Can we give a quick example of Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, yes. I could give you. We actually talked about this last night when we came back from the cigar lounge. And what it was is that I was telling Camille about Grand Theft Auto Vice City. And for those that are listening, if you play it on the PlayStation or so forth, what made the game was not because of the great voice acting in the game, but it was the fact that they took music from the 80s, made it into soundtracks in the game as radio stations. And all of a sudden, when iTunes launches like a year or two later, these same gamers that are playing these games that have never heard 80s music like Hall & Oates, Laura Branigan, Lionel Richie, Iron Maiden, Luther Vandross, are now purchasing their music on iTunes.
And same with Rock Band.
Oh, yes.
So the point is that, you know, bands who thought they would never again see another dime from their music are suddenly catching an entire new generation and getting very large checks from downloads of their music. It's about changing your strategy. It's about new roads or creating an overpass where the territory you used to tread on is no longer passable. So how does this apply to marketing? There are some plateaus. Now, first of all, I don't want to hear anybody say Facebook is dead. That has been used as clickbait for so long. It's shame on anybody who still tries to use that title. Oh, is Facebook marketing dead? Please get a better title. But honestly, the point is overcoming saturation and behavioral plateaus. So let me give you an example. There's some speculation that smartphone purchasing has reached its plateau. There's some speculation that the downloading of apps is starting to plateau. It is possible that some people have downloaded all the apps they need or feel that they want, and so there are no new apps being downloaded. Yes, Stolen Letter?
Interesting statistic. Purchases of new smartphones went from a yearly basis for the average person went from one per year and has declined to once every 2 years, as now phone companies, you know, phone companies are providing leases on phones. So that has slowed up the market where now it's 62% decline of a person to purchase a new phone every year. Now, here's another interesting statistic. 81% of people download an app that they use regularly, but the maximum amount of apps that a person has on their phone at any given point is up to 52 apps, but only 47% of them are actually used. And the rest of them stay, like, you know, static there. They don't even move or other than updates, nothing else.
So how do you get over a plateau like that? I recently saw a statistic from Statista, great place for some stats and research and whatnot, that in the last couple of years, the cell phone purchasing or ownership has only moved from 83% to 84%, meaning the amount of people who own a smartphone is kind of leveling out. You know, we're not really going to tap into that remaining 15% or so. Same with the app downloading. So let me give you an example. And this is where, and you'll always hear me say this, you need to infiltrate your marketing. a company called Level X made a game for doctors, for healthcare providers. And by playing this game on their smartphone, they can get CME credit. Now, if you don't know what CME credit is, it's continuing medical education credits, sort of like accountants need continuing education. Same with lawyers. You have to keep up a certain number of credits every year to keep your license. So they infiltrated by putting something that every single doctor needs in order to remain licensed, and that's CME credits. And they put that in a game. And so how much more fun is it to get your CME credits by playing a game than taking time off, packing a bag, going to a conference that may or may not be as boring as watching paint dry? So that's a fabulous way of not only creating an overpass, but also infiltration marketing. Yes, Stolen Lighter?
I'll give another great example. Domino's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You take a photo of a pizza, not even their pizza, and you earn credits through Domino's.com towards a free pizza. So how tempted would it be for someone to go to a friend's party, like a pizza party or something of that sort, and take like 10 shots? And all of a sudden, there's like 10 credits per shot. So they just got 100 credits. And if it, you know, if it takes 500 credits, I haven't seen the app myself. Let's say if it takes 500 credits to get a free $7 pizza, how much more tempted is that person going to be just to go and take pictures of random pizza?
Exactly. And how many people eat pizza?
Everyone I know.
Everyone. I mean, nearly everyone, unless you're on the keto or, you know, whatever. But you get the point. The point is that you're infiltrating something that people are already using, something that's already integral to their lives, and hacking a way to get a competitive advantage. Domino's has nothing to lose. And with people eating pizza all the time anyway, they're now acquiring a lot of new customers with this strategy. Now, a couple of other examples. There are new features. It used to be that you had sort of three different maturity points. You had your old tried and true methods of marketing, like email marketing, which we know has become way oversaturated. And if you're still using it, you really need to master how to stand out. And then you had your existing platforms that were safe. And then you had the cutting edge. And unfortunately, too many business decision makers are afraid to use those cutting edge platforms. Well, it's been a few years, and that which was cutting edge 10 years ago has become the tried and true of today. However, it's also become very saturated, and again, there is some speculation of plateaus, like in downloading apps. But we know that certain apps are here to stay. Facebook is not going anywhere. In fact, it's just acquired a bunch of other platforms and it is growing. Instagram, again, it is here to stay and it is still growing. So now the phrase cutting edge means looking for new features in those apps as they are growing, despite many clickbait titles. Oh, is organic reach dead? No, just learn how to use it better. Sorry for my candor, but that it's just something that irks me. Learn how to use it better. That's what strategy is all about. So, for example, on March 19th, Instagram announced in-app purchases. Now, we know that psychologically, the majority of people who are inside an app, they're in Facebook or they're in Instagram, they don't want to leave the platform in order to do something, whether it's find out more information, make a purchase, whatever the case may be. And so doing it within the app is it seems just natural. To some people, it's a mind blower. But to me, it just seems like a very natural evolution or progression of Instagram. It's all about showing off visually. So having seeing this new announcement of in-app purchasing on Instagram just seems natural. And so change your e-commerce strategy now to include Instagram not only as a brand awareness tool, but as a conversion tool for purchases. Another tactic for Instagram is IGTV. Guess what? The video length on Instagram videos has been lifted. Now, there's still a limit on the videos that you'll see come down your feed. However, there's a new section in Instagram called IGTV. Now, I'm hoping marketers all around the world are already aware that video is king. I think it's by 2022, over 85% of all internet content consumed will be video, and video averages 87% more engagement than other types of posts. But it's still so vastly underused. So how can you take advantage of this? Well, there are also new tools, not just new tactics, but new tools. Look at services like Lumen 5 or Wave or Doodly, D-O-O-D-L-Y. These are very, very, very easy, low-cost, and effective ways that you can even take old pre-existing content that you wrote 3 years ago, and as long as it's evergreen, as long as it's still relevant, you can turn it into an extremely catchy video. Yes? Stolen lighter?
You were talking about Instagram, about videos and purchases and everything. How many people now use Instagram because they wanted to get away from Facebook?
That's the iron. And see, that is why I love it. That is why Facebook is still growing. They were smart enough to buy Instagram. So if you are using Instagram to get away from Facebook, guess what? Joke's on you. Technically, you're still in that ecosystem, but it's still growing, and it's growing not only among the younger age groups, but the older age groups. So use these new features, because IGTV, for example, I read the other day on businessoffashion.com that fashion designers now claim that Instagram is 64% of the reason that they do fashion shows. Is that crazy or what? Of all the money, all the history of the world of fashion, 64% of it is now centered around that fashion show being shown on Instagram. So they're using IGTV. Very interestingly, the other sort of industry that is using IGTV are cooking bloggers. People who show healthy recipes, the latest great smoothie to detox, how to make a delicious chocolate peanut butter cheesecake, just naming things I love. But the point is that fashion and cooking right now are dominating IGTV. So where is everyone else?
Let me use an example. Let's say if you are new to IGTV, and I'm going to use the cigar lounge that we go to. Imagine how many more customers you reach just by showing the cigar of the day, like a Tattoo Eye Tuesday or a, what's the one?
Maduro Monday.
Yeah, just a
Fuente Friday.
Just so, say like, hey, this is me. I'm smoking this today. Come down to the shop and receive a 5% discount by mentioning this Instagram ad.
Oh, cigar companies, listen up. Use IGTV, explain the cigar of the day. What is the palette? Is it a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper? Was it sun grown, shade grown? And offer a discount. And I mean, literally every industry can take advantage of these strategies or these tactics, whatever you want to call them. We're giving away a lot of ideas in today's podcast. So Instagram alone, there's two things, in-app purchases and IGTV. Also, creating video, that's for any platform. I mentioned a few tools you can use to create video. Definitely get on it. Another thing, digital voice assistants. This is another example of not only hacking a competitive advantage, but I would say first mover advantage, because digital voice assistants are very much on the rise. They are millions of people are now using digital voice assistants for everything from traffic to the weather, everything, shopping. It's so much easier just to say, hey, Alexa, reorder my vitamin C. And so few marketers have been using digital assistant skills. Now, I've mentioned this example before. It's a TV show called Mr. Robot. It's about a big hacking thing, not in the marketing sense, but in the old school sense of hacking technology, software, whatnot. But they did something brilliant because they made a commercial that was for the Echo Dot, and they showed a woman saying, Alexa, give me the daily 5-9. That's all you have to say, and you're suddenly immersed in a completely interactive experience that is so entertaining. You have to try it for yourself to truly understand. But that's an example of something that's totally untapped. So let's say you are in Stolen Lighter, give me an example of an industry and I'll just come up with an idea.
Let's go with cigars.
Okay, cigars. Perfect. So say you are Holtz.com or MikeCigars.com. You could definitely have, here's a couple of ideas. You could have a database where you could say, hey, Alexa, ask Mike Cigars, what is the taste of the H. Upman Reserve? And the skill would then tell you, well, it's a mild to medium body with a Connecticut wrapper and on about what the flavor is. So before you buy it, you know that it's going to suit your palate. Another example for cigars would be what are the best prices of the day? What cigars are on special today? So, yes, Stolen Lighter.
Well, we're using the cigar example as because we're, you know, I'm a cigar snob, you're a cigar snob.
True.
I want you guys to think about this from a perspective, from a consumer's point of view. We have made technology. Technology has made it where we've become lazy. And I'm not saying that derogatory. I'm just saying that if I'm on Instagram and now IGTV's on there, I'm going to watch people's IGTV feeds. And now the ability to purchase, I'm going to go and buy. I don't want to leave a platform to go to another platform to buy something. I want everything in the same ecosystem.
Instant gratification.
Exactly. I want to be able to say like, ooh, I like that new Oakland Raider jersey that's going to become the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm going to be in Instagram and I'm going to purchase that jersey because it's in my size. I don't have to go searching for it on the internet or anywhere else. One of the things is that you could use, you know, digital assistants as an advantage because like how Camille stated, you could program a database to have your top 10 products on there. And have a brief description. How many times have we gone to our digital assistant and said, hey, and then fill in the blank of your digital assistant and asked some of the most mundane questions? Even in the lounge, people will say, how old is Ric Flair? And all of a sudden, they'll ask their digital assistant on their phone.
Exactly. So you could not only make an entire index or glossary of information,
but a whole inventory of your products and goods and services and have it ready to be sold.
And tack on a little, you know, mention Alexa or mention Siri to get a 10% discount off your order if you order within 24 hours. So digital assistance is another example, because even though that may not be new, it's been so untapped by the marketing world, and I just don't understand why. Another example, messenger marketing. This is another perfect example of how people don't want to leave the platform they're in order to get information or anything else. So you can now use messenger marketing. Remember Infusionsoft? I say remember as if it no longer exists. Infusionsoft was, say, the first major CRM platform, customer relationship management, where you could store data about your clients, your customers, or even just people who signed up for a white paper, and create funnels and all that. Well, now messenger marketing does that in a more concise, easier, no friction way, where people don't even have to leave Facebook. And if you are a good marketer and you already know how saturated email marketing is, then you know what you're up against in terms of trying to get people. Why are people still using external landing pages with a box to fill in your email address to get either a white paper or a 15% discount, when you can actually do that in Facebook? And you'll have such a higher conversion rate when people don't have to stop what they're doing, go to their email, confirm a subscription, because you're, of course, going to stay legally compliant with the, what was it, the Can Spam Act of way back in the day.
2002, I believe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that.
In other words, you're not allowed to email people unless they've twice expressed that they want you to. That's a lot of friction. Rule number one, reduce customer friction. So messenger marketing, it's largely being used only by marketers, and that's insane. It should be used across all industries. Custom tabs. This is something that I offer. So, for messenger marketing, I do recommend Mobile Monkey. It's the best I've found yet. I will not tell you about custom tabs, because that's something that I specialize in and offer. But it's a way to create those landing pages that can be anything from contests to integrating other platforms into your Facebook page. They can be standalone pages for Twitter or any other platforms. Some people actually use them as their entire websites. They're mobile friendly, and they can literally have anything on there, from lead forms, multimedia, giveaways, you name it. And people are not using these when they're so valuable, both in Facebook and other platforms as well. What else here? Sponsored stories. People aren't using that enough. People every day who use, whether it's Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, people check the stories of their friends every day, and they autoplay. So once one person's story is finished, it automatically goes to your next friend or family member. So make some of your ads sponsored stories, because they automatically get sandwiched in, sort of like a commercial that you can't skip. So that's another idea. Yes, Stolen Lighter.
Actually, an interesting statistic about sponsored stories: they have a higher return rate of customers at 81%.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to give you guys a boost on, that, you know, 81% of people that see a sponsored story will click onto it and go to your site or your brand and take a look.
So the point is that people are bombarded with over 50,000 marketing messages per day. And instead of questioning, oh, does Facebook really work, or does Instagram, is that the right demographic, and what type of, so many reservations that people have. No, look at the cutting edge features. These are platforms that are growing all the time, and even if a certain tactic is not brand spanking new, you can still hack yourself some first mover advantage, or at least a very strong competitive advantage against, you know, all of those who would pose as your competition by using these new features or overlooked features. And you have to fish where the fish are. And this is where they are. So I hope that you can implement or understand some of these tactics that we've imparted with you today. If you don't, as you know, my two cents is always free. So please reach out with any questions or concerns, or how do I implement this into my industry or my business?
Very much so. Use the hashtags Camille Forte. Yeah, Camille Forte. We've always been using that hashtag. It's a good hashtag.
Or just, I'm so easy to find online. Just,
yes, she is.
Google Camille Forte.
Many times.
Smart ass.
So again, guys, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, use the hashtag Camille Forte for any questions, comments, if you have any concerns about how to implement these things. You know, like Camille said, her two cents are free. Just give her, you know, buzz on her site. Hit her up on social media. Except for LinkedIn. She never goes on LinkedIn.
Actually, no, it's Twitter. I've been severely lacking on Twitter
that's
lately.
Right. That's
you
right.
know, I've been, it's funny, I'm such a hypocrite because I spew out all these great ideas for other people and I don't update my own stuff. It's terrible.
But no worries.
But so, you can reach me there. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Reach me there and ask me, how do I use this in my own business?
So again, we're gonna end this podcast with the question: what do I sell and how better can I sell it online? And we want to hear your thoughts. Use the hashtag Camille Forte and let us know.
So that's your hand up. That's actually several hands up today.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of new ideas. So go forth and prosper and use them. Tune in next time. We'll give you some more hands up. And we would like to leave you today with a little bit more of the beautiful sound of Warren West. Again, look him up, Warren West Music.
All right, guys, take care.